Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 394 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, needless to say, Melanie and I are going to talk all about Texas A&M's recent wins at their Super Regional, and we're going to talk all about the fact that the Aggies, as well as Melanie and Caroline, are headed to Omaha this weekend. So much fun stuff there. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode was with Catherine and Cole Kublik. We talk all about marriage and date nights and how they prioritize time with each other in the midst of busy work schedules and three kids. And as always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon store to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. Hope you enjoy episode 394. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, everybody. This is Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, it turns out that the plastic baby Jesus came through for Melanie and the Aggies this past weekend.
Listen, won't he do it? Won't little Jesus do it? And he did it. And I'm going to tell you that, y'all, I don't mean for this to turn into an Aggie baseball podcast, but for the foreseeable future... I'm just going to say, if I have watched Caden Kent's Grand Slam once, I have watched it 4,700 times. Anytime from henceforth in my life, if I'm having a bad day, what I'm going to do is be like, you know what? I'm going to pull up, watch Caden Kent's Grand Slam. It was one of my top five Aggie sports moments ever.
Oh,
ever.
No doubt. Like, as you know, Melanie, I texted you at the beginning of the seventh inning when the bases got loaded and said I was going to believe the Lord for a Grand Slam.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And we're going to talk more about that whole series of events in the seventh inning in a little bit. But Alex had moved back to his room when Caden Kent was at the plate. And Caden Kent had an incredible at bat. Like, he really did. But all of a sudden, apparently, I said, there it is, like real loud, real loud. But I went back and watched it later, and it reminded me so much of when State was in the Super Regionals against Stanford about 4 or 5 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe. And Elijah McNamee in his last game at Duty Noble, and he had been such a spark plug for our teams, and he went up, and anyway, he hit a home run, and the sound of that crowd was the sound of the crowd at Olsen Field when Caden Kent hit that home run. And I thought, that is just one of those magical moments.
Oh.
And what I loved was the announcers, who I had taken a little bit of issue with earlier in the game.
Yes.
But they let the moment happen. They announced the Grand Slam, and then they were quiet, and they let the crowd tell the story. And I think that's such... maybe a difficult thing to do, but it's such an effective thing to do in that kind of moment. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it was as loud as Olsen, like pre-Grand Slam, it was already so loud because at that point, I think they'd walked home, what, two or three runs for us. And so you could just feel everybody like was just getting more and more amped up. And we knew that that pitcher, God bless him, was just as wrecked as a pitcher can be. And so it fed the frenzy, fed the frenzy. And it was like everybody was just louder and louder. I mean, it felt like, but we said later, like it was the equivalent of what an Aggie football game feels like in terms of the way everybody was yelling. Like it was so beyond what a normal baseball game is. And everybody was on their feet. And I'm going to tell you that then the guys in the dugout, like Jace Lavalette, like he looked at the crowd and he started doing his arms. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, it's on now. Like I can't even tell you. It was just electric. And I'm going to tell you that Grand Slam got hit. And I think every man's shirt in Olsen Field came off. You've never seen so many shirtless people.
Well, all out in Aggie Alley back there, everybody's shirt came off. Anytime they cut, they cut back there for a shot, the whole rest of the game, it was just a sea of shirtless people, which, as a Mississippi State person, you know, I appreciate that. I mean, that's a... That's a fun way to express yourself, I feel like, in light of the circumstances. But it was magical. It was magical to watch. It was magical just to see, like, that seventh inning was just, it was so gritty. It was so full of patience, which... Yep. Listen, y'all were a little bit of a mess the first four innings of that game. Like,
those first three innings, I was like, what is happening? Like, this is not our team. We're not playing like ourselves. It was like we were in our heads. When Shane Sadeo went out, like, first, you're like, okay, so in these two games, now we've lost our starting pitcher within the first inning. You know, I was like, this just feels like everything could go wrong. But I will say that even with those first three innings going so bad and we got behind, there's something about this team where I was like, I think we're going to be okay. Yeah. Like, I was like, I think we're going to be okay. And then you start to get into the later innings and you're like, we're kind of running out of time to be okay. You know, like the python is squeezing a little bit tighter, but I felt like if we could wait out, because I felt like after Saturday's game, I was like, I felt confident that at some point Oregon's pitching was going to poop out. Felt like they were going to be done. And so I thought when they're pitching bottoms out, they don't have a whole lot left. And so I thought that'll be our chance. So I kind of felt like in the later innings, but nothing prepared me for that seventh inning.
So if you didn't watch the game, here's what happened in a very brief synopsis. So I don't remember the pitcher's name for Oregon. He had blonde hair. God love him. I really felt for him.
Yeah.
And I feel like the seventh inning is so often a time when a game can turn because of the pitching changes usually.
Yeah.
And so he gets in there and I honestly, like, when I tell you he was sweating, I can't, like, his arms were like just covered in sweat. And I really thought at first when he started walking people, I was like, can he not grab the ball? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it affecting his grip? And he would go back and he would get the resin back. And I was like, oh, because it was like watching somebody. It was like the scene in Broadcast News where Aaron Altman fills in and gets the flop sweats.
Yes.
It was like that. Not like the flop sweats, but just like, you could tell his adrenaline was just like a hamster on a wheel. And the bases get loaded and he starts to walk in runs. And the Oregon coach is in such a weird spot because you can't just start pulling people because what they're hoping is that they get a game three with y'all and they still have arms. So
that's right.
So he leaves the guy in and oh my gosh, it was just, and you could tell you could just tell that if it went on long enough, somebody was going to send that ball out of that stadium. It was almost like watching a game that you knew Oregon wouldn't win. But like that series of at bats, I'll tell you what, I could go back. You could take the Grand Slam out of it. And I would watch that 30-minute period of Aggies at bat over and over because of the patience. Like you're down, you're in your home place. It's game two. It's the seventh inning. Every external circumstance could get to you and tell you to rush, to push, like to swing at anything that comes your way to try to make something happen. And the ability in that situation to lay back and go, no, I'm going to see how this plays out. Like, it blew my mind and reminded me so much of our nerdy conversation last week about at-bats.
Yes.
But like those at-bats, my gosh.
It was masterful. They were so patient. So this weekend, as y'all know, I was in College Station and I got up Sunday morning and I made myself my AG1 like I always do. And Gully started asking me about it. And I said, if I could tell you one thing that I would recommend that everybody do, it's AG1. I just can't believe how much better it makes me feel, how much better my body seems to function, how much more energy I have. And I think the thing is that taking care of your health can feel so complicated, because Gully was like, talk me through all your supplements. And I was like, here's the deal. Since I've started taking AG1, what I'm basically doing is one scoop of AG1 once a day, mixed in my Pedialyte, or I put it in a protein shake or a smoothie once a day, every day. And it makes me feel so much more energized, clear, ready to start my day. I never want to be without it. I was taking all those supplements. Y'all know I had all those different pills that I was trying to keep up with and taking, and it just got expensive. And now I know that I can drink my AG1 first thing every morning. I'm covering my nutritional bases to start the day. And what I've realized is, and from studies that AG1 has done, 91% of people noticed that they needed less coffee after 60 days of drinking AG1, and 97% of people in a research study felt more energy after 30 days of drinking AG1. It really does make a difference, not to mention the gut support, which is such a key factor in supporting your immune system. And did you know that 70% of your immune system lives in your gut? AG1 has been shown to double the amount of healthy bacteria in your gut. Gut diversity is important when it supports the health of the gut. It's a wide range of vitamins, minerals, superfood sourced ingredients. I cannot recommend it enough. It is the one product that I trust to support my whole body health more than anything else. And that's why we partnered with them for so long. It's easy and it's satisfying to start your journey with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out. So our first game was Saturday. It was Saturday at 1. I got up at 6:45 Saturday morning. You know what I'll get up for the crack of dawn for? Aggie baseball. That's about it.
Right.
6:45, got up, drove to College Station, drove straight to the game because Big and Gully and John and the boys, they were all going to go out and tailgate. So they're like, we're going to start tailgating. Gully was like, we're leaving Honey's house at 9:45. The game wasn't until 1. So I was like, great. So I get there probably about right at 11. And we walk up, we start tailgating. We're having so much fun. So we're just like right there at Olson. There's like a long sidewalk. And so it's like people pull up, and if you can get a spot in that lot, then people are tailgating. Well, then I looked up and I saw my friend Sharon, who's Jackson Appel's mom, was down there, and she was tailgating with some other parents. So I got to meet Hayden Schott's mom, and I got to meet Evan Oschenbach's mom, and they were also lovely. And listen, we passed out baby Jesus to everybody. I think by the time it was over, I think Hayden's mom had 2 Jesuses in her bag. We had multiple Jesuses. My friend Beth came over to tailgate with us. Laura and Lindsay, our other friends came over. They tailgated. There was Jesus all around is what I'm going to tell you. Everybody had them.
I mean.
And so.
I respect it. I really do. I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just felt like, and we were like, and then Beth's son, she made him take one. She was like, we need baby Jesus in the dugout. And since he's a trainer, he had a Jesus. So it was a whole thing. We get in our seats, we're passing them out, the whole deal. Well, then in that first inning, number one, their first hit is like a 2-run home run that Oregon. Mm-hmm. So we're down 2-0. Then Braden Montgomery breaks his leg.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That third base. And it, I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about a moment that all the air is sucked out of a stadium. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, he has come in, y'all, he transferred from Stanford last year. This is his last year to play college baseball. And he, and Coach Schloss said this about him, but like, he could have just come and it's like, hey, this is here to serve my purposes and I'm going to be here to play, whatever. But like, he is so bought in to being an Aggie. Mm-hmm. And by all accounts, everybody just adores him. And he's just been such an incredible player for us all season. And so to see him go down, and it was one of those that you knew immediately by everything that was going on, you were like, oh, this isn't like he just tweaked something. Like, it just felt sickening. And so then, So we're down 2-0. And I'm like, what happens if we decide that baby Jesus really isn't the thing that is going to bring us? How do you?
Yes. How do we?
How do you remove Jesus from your purse? How do you?
Right. How do we unring this bell? Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, this feels real dicey if we can't come back because a lot of bad things have just happened. But we came back. We ended up winning that game. It was great. But then to see, so when Caden Kent came in, he's a guy that, I mean, he's been in the starting lineup every now and then, or we'll put him in, like we'll pull him, you know, and so we'll put him in. And I've always felt like I really like Caden Kent because I feel like time and time again this season, when we're kind of struggling, it's like he comes in and he's a spark. Like he just does something. Like he gets a base hit. He gets an RBI. He does something.
And he's coming in, by the way, because Braden Montgomery is hurt.
Exactly. Yeah. So what's happened is, so we've moved. So he hasn't been a starter. But what happened is because Braden Montgomery is our right fielder. So we moved Jace over and then you put Caden Kent in. And so that's why Caden was in, because Braden was hurt. And we changed up our lineup for that game too, because we put Jackson Appel as our leadoff batter. I think Jace is still Jace. And so anyway, but you've put Caden Kent in. So when I looked at, when you texted and said, Lord, will you give us a grand slam? And I looked at Gully and I said, right after that, I said, if Caden Kent hits a grand slam here, I'm going to lose my mind. Mm-hmm. I so want this to happen. Like I told Caroline and Gully, and then like two pitches later. And I mean, so we just lost our mind. But to see a kid who has been so dedicated and worked so hard, and to see how happy his teammates were for him and for him to get that moment, it was just like, well, this is everything you love about college sports. This is amazing.
Yeah. I thought he was going to legit, when he got back to the dugout, I thought he's just going to start taking pieces of the wall down. Like he you've never seen anybody that fired up, like still in the dugout. You know, he did the whole like slam dunk, the basketball thing. And then I was like, well, he's going to have to take something off the wall. Like how do you get the energy, the adrenaline? Like, how do you get it out of your system? And I did see, I think it was a post-game interview, I think, where Coach Law said that, you know, of course, that Caden Kent had been frustrated because he hadn't, you know, gotten to start or whatever, but that he had never quit working and had been, you know, sure to let him know every time he hit a ball out of the park during practice and all that.
Yes.
But
yes.
That's just a storybook moment. It's just, and there was, I mean, like after that, there was no doubt. Like at the end of that inning, I was like, okay, Aggies need 6 more outs and it's wrapped up.
Yeah.
Like it's just.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt pretty confident at that point. I was like, I just don't think there's any coming back. And at that point, then we put Evan Auchinback, which I'd also have to mention that Chris Cortez came in on Saturday's game. And he's normally one of our relief pitchers. And he came in when Prager went out just because Prager just, he had a rough outing. Yeah. And like Chris Cortez came in, and you want to talk about like grown man stuff. He just shut it down. Like they were showing, I was like, well, that was 101 miles an hour. Like he just, so anyway, it was magical. The bubbles were flying. Jesus was there. I will say that I think about the fourth inning of that game, I did break off the hands and feet of my Jesus because I was holding him so hard.
It's okay.
They popped off.
It's okay. He can handle it.
Y'all, it's officially summer, which means that we probably have more social events. We maybe have some weddings to attend. We've got some nights where we're going to be out on the town, maybe some vacations. And that is why I am so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while you're wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they are the only shapewear that won't ever roll down. We've all had this happen to us when we're on the dance floor, and it's the worst feeling. Honeylove shapewear features lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and is made with breathable fabric that keeps you so nice and cool. It's perfect for hot days. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bigboo. Support the Big Boo cast and check them out at honeylove.com/bigboo. The secret is out. The Superpower Short by Honeylove. It smooths, it shapes, it lifts, it gives you a flawless silhouette. It really is comfortable. We've all been here. We've had to struggle to take off a piece of tight shapewear. We've had to wrestle to get into it and to get out of it. We've had it roll down. But Honeylove is comfortable. It makes you feel good and it makes you look good. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bigboo. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bigboo. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support the Big Boo cast and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started with Honey Love Shapewear. Shape your life with Honey Love.
Now, I did have my friend Amy, who's also one of my Pilates instructors, asked me last week, right before Pilates, she said, I want you to ask Melanie. And I said, okay.
Okay.
And she said, how do they handle all the bubbles? She said, I just feel like the bubbles get on things. Like, I don't, how do they manage the bubbles? And I said, I don't know how they manage the bubbles. Especially in this day and age of essentially, like, these big, huge, gigantic, like, pump out a million bubbles, bubble guns.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And that's what you've got going. I mean, everybody's got, like, the major bubble guns. I will say, I guess because of the air and the way it goes, like, they really don't land on stuff.
Okay.
Like, because somebody asked, like, I had a couple of people, they were like, does it make everything sticky? Like, do you get bubbles all over you? But you don't.
Okay.
Like, I think the air carries them.
Okay.
And so they just kind of tend to drift and pop in the air, and it's really not a problem.
Jesus is even in the bubbles, is what you're telling us.
Even in the bubbles. Mm-hmm. Olsen magic is that it disperses the bubbles, so it creates, because I love the way, like, when I took that video at the end and people hung the signs that were like Aggies at Omaha good and the bubbles, I was like, I love the aesthetic that the bubbles give.
Yeah.
I know that that's not, but it's just, it's so fun.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I did think about Gully when Caden can't hit that grand slam, because I thought about her saying to the Longhorn at the regionals about, you know, there's your Olsen magic. That phrase that came to mind as I was watching all that play out. So
there's your Olsen magic. Yep. There it is. There it is.
Several people messaged me after the game and said, oh, I can't wait. I bet Melanie is trying to get stuff worked out for Omaha right now. And I replied, what you don't know is that Melanie had her hotel reservations 2 months ago.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Which I respect. I mean, I do indeed respect it. So you're going. Yeah. Y'all are going this weekend.
We're going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going this weekend. Listen, I didn't want to speak of it because I feel like there's a whole, it was funny because even the parents, like I was talking to some of them before the game on Saturday, and Caroline ended up meeting Jameson, who is Jackson's sister, who goes to Auburn, who knows Ella and Ashby. Yes. And so we made that little small world connection.
Our friend Claire's roommate. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so they were like, oh, we'll see each other. But it was kind of that whole thing of like, everybody was like, what we want to say is we're going to see you in Omaha, but we really don't want to speak it. So we're just going to be like, hey, we'll see you later.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, we'll see what happens, you know,
down the road.
I feel like baseball, at some point. So maybe in Nebraska, we'll see. No, I had made my hotel reservations. In fact, when I got home yesterday, I was like, cause I knew everything that I had made was cancelable until the 11th.
Right.
So I was like, okay, so I've got to wait and see. But then I was like, I booked everything kind of just on this wing and a prayer. So I was like, oh, I need to go back and like double check and see what my plans really are and what days I booked and all that. So as of now, Caroline and I are flying out. The Aggies don't play till 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
We're going to get in late Friday night. I was going to change this to Saturday morning, but we both agreed that we hate a super early morning flight.
Totally agree. We're gonna get there, go to bed.
Yeah.
And you wake up and you're there.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And I was like, we'll wake up, we'll get there. And then we're not stressed about, oh my gosh, we got to get in, the game's starting, like if we're delayed or whatever. So so our first game's against the Florida Gators, which I feel like it's going to be a challenge because, you know, they have Jack with no K.
He needs no K, and Melanie. He's in no need of a K. Mm-hmm.
He does not need a K. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so we are getting in. And so at this point, we're staying on the front end. But I will say that our return flight is open to be changed.
You're telling me is you may be DoorDashing a microphone next week so we can record this podcast.
I'm just saying we might.
Okay.
We might. We're going to see what happens. I left it kind of open-ended. I'm like, we'll see what happens because there's this whole thing of, because then you have essentially like 2 days. Like if you were to make it to the end, you've got 2 days of no baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you get into like, do you come back home and go back?
Yeah.
But that, it's very complicated. What I wish is that Omaha was only 2 hours away. That would make everything a lot easier.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we went and watched our first two games and then came home. And then we played, we had to play Texas twice. I think. Anyway, as it turned out, yeah, because we were driving, it was a long time to stay before the championship series started. And I did have friends who flew home and then flew back. But because we had driven, when I finally got home, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going back. I mean, we had driven 13, 14 hours, and that was plenty. So I think that maybe the better strategy is to stay put, all that to say.
Yeah.
Just stay put.
So anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But little Jesus will be there. Mm-hmm. So my friend Beth has already ordered. She texted this morning and said, I've already ordered 100 more little Jesuses. Okay. Do we think that's enough? I said, I'll order 100 too, just because we have to check in. We got real tickled because there were these two Aggies that were like class of like 2006, 2007, two guys that were sitting next to Caroline at the game, and they had their Jesuses. And then they both asked if they could follow her on Instagram because she told them we were going to Omaha, and they said, we would like to follow Jesus in Omaha. Like, we want to see him there. And so everybody felt real invested. Caroline's home right now. And so today, after we worked out, we went to the grocery store, and it was so hot, and getting our groceries out of the car, I was like, why do we do this? This is why I don't do this. And that is why I love Thrive Market. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials because it's so easy. I can stay in my air conditioning. It's delivered right to my door. It's the convenience of ordering everything I need on their website or the app. I get everything delivered. It's quick, and it's a huge stress reliever and a time saver. I love Thrive Market's granola. I love their Chomps beef sticks. There's so many different amazing natural cleaning and beauty products. I've recently discovered their lavender Epsom salts, and I am addicted to them. I get my Wing CBD gummies from Thrive Market. It has just become a huge time saver. I love it. I love that Thrive Market only allows trusted, top quality ingredients while restricting over 1,000 plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, and more. So when you're looking for organic kid snacks, which you know you're doing this summer because the kids are home eating a lot of snacks, you're looking for stuff with low sugar, you're looking for things with high protein, I love that Thrive Market makes it so easy to curate your own shopping experience with just a few clicks, and you can trust that you're getting quality products and you can shop worry-free. Plus, when you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. Save time and money this summer and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo. thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
Have you gotten your tickets yet for the first game?
No, because what I have heard, everybody has said, wait until you get there. And so wait until you get there and then get them. So I'm waiting. My friend Beth is kind of, I put her in charge of like, hey, let me know. But I feel like so many people texted and said, hey, don't get suckered into buying tickets yet. Wait till closer to time. So I hope that's right. I guess we'll see. What do you think?
I think that's fine. Now, I bought tickets for the first game while I was still here. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't know which side the Aggies are going to be on. But if you're playing at night, and I know you just endured heat and sun and all the things in College Station. But my personal opinion is that the first base side and the right field side gets more shade in the late afternoon games. Like we were never hot ever in Omaha.
Okay. So, that's good to know, because I feel like everybody's been talking about how hot it's going to be.
It's real hot. I think if you don't have access to shade. I think it was hot for the people who were on the third base side for sure. But on that first base side late in the day, it was super pleasant. But again, it's because we had shade. I would not sit in that outfield area. I would get where you have a cover over you. But you won't have trouble getting tickets because people start losing, and people who bought tickets because they thought their team was going to make it. So sorry, Arkansas, like they'll be selling their tickets. Yeah. And so anyway, I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so tickled. Oh. I'm thrilled for y'all. I'm thrilled for you and Caroline to get to experience Omaha. It's so exciting. I mean, I was sitting there and I thought, I'm going to fly and meet them. And then I thought, that's weird. That's not your team.
No, I listen. Mm-hmm. I would love it. I'd say, come on.
It's not my team. It's weird. But it's just because we loved it so much, and I want to watch y'all love it. But I'm going to But I'm going to enjoy hearing about y'all loving it. So it's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's just the best experience. So I'm so happy that y'all are going to get to do it.
Well, we're super excited.
And how about Hayden Schott hitting that two-run homer?
Listen, hitting the two-run homer. I was so happy for him. And I didn't know that he was playing with like a knee brace. He's been hurt. And so I didn't know that till after the game. Uh-huh. So I'm like, listen, I just appreciate the grit. I appreciate everybody hanging in. Yeah. I love this team. This team just has something special. There are just certain teams where you're like, they've just got it. Whatever it is, they've got it.
They do. I noticed this, and I have one more thing I'm going to say about the game after this.
Yeah.
They didn't dogpile after they won.
No.
And I felt like that was a statement because most teams dogpile at super regionals. I felt like they made a statement when they didn't.
Yep.
Saving it, perhaps.
Yeah.
And I want to talk for a second about the assortment of Aggies who are behind home plate when you're watching y'all's games on television. And it's not just me, because I mentioned it on Instagram and you wouldn't believe the people who said, oh, we've been watching the same thing and have been so entertained. First of all, if you asked me, if you said who sits behind home plate at state games, I'd say a bunch of dads. Like, just a bunch of dads, a bunch of guys our age, like a bunch of guys, maybe some a little older, some a little younger, some women, but mostly it's just a bunch of dads back there.
Yeah.
And our stadium setup's a little different because there's a lounge back behind those seats. So people go down and get food and drinks and all that, and then they'll come out and they'll stand for a while and they'll leave, you know. Whereas y'all have the same people usually in the same seats game after game after game. And listen, I do not know who the three individuals are who are, if you're looking right at home plate on television, who are directly to the left. I'm assuming it's a husband and wife, and their grown daughter is sitting in between them.
Yes.
But that woman, if we could find her, I want her to come on the podcast. Because let me tell you something. She brings me so much joy. Hold on. Hey, I'm recording. Okay. She brings me so much joy, and she showed up for that second Oregon game, and she had on not one, but two long sleeve shirts, and she had those sleeves cuffed where the bottom shirt was, the maroon was over. I don't know if it was a plaid or a pattern, but she had worked that out. She had her statement necklace, not a hair out of place.
Nope.
And she is perpetually surprised by everything. Like, she just, all the time, she's just going like, oh. And it's like when I went with Daphne and my sister when State played in the Women's National Championship for basketball. And we had my friend Melissa from college, her mama sitting behind us. It was, Blair.
Yes.
Remember that? Blair, you can't do that, Blair. Listen, Morgan. I immediately am reminded of that. But when I tell you, when it was 8-7, and the stadium's going crazy, and she stands up and is cheering, and she starts waving her arms, and she kind of reminds me of Martha when she's doing this, because it's like she's trying to distract the pitcher. It was magical. I was so entertained by what was going on behind the plate, just because if that's where you sit, you can't help but be on television.
And if
you were going to wear not one but two long sleeve shirts with a statement necklace and your perfectly coiffed hair, you know, and then you're going to wave your arms at the pitcher. It made me so happy. It was just.
Well, and she looks so fresh. And what I'm going to say, because when you sent me like, or when I saw the screenshot, I was like, she looks so fresh. And I'm telling you, Saturday's game was hot because it was an afternoon game. But that Sunday night game, we were like, it starts at 6:30. It won't be bad. We're going to be in the shade, whatever. But I'm telling you, the humidity started to ramp up. It was so humid. I can't even tell you. Like, I mean, Caroline and I were both just soaked. Like, you just feel like I'm just wet. Everything is wet. I mean, just, it was unbelievable. But I will tell you that my friend Tammy, who used to work in concessions at Olsen and Kyle and all the stuff, she messaged me and said, please tell Sophie that this is the absolute sweetest lady ever. And she said the kitchen even one time made them their own mac and cheese because we loved them so much. So they went in, whipped them up some mac and cheese just so they could have it at the steak.
I'm not surprised she's the sweetest lady ever. I'm not at all surprised. No, I feel like somebody has to know her. Like,
oh, 100%.
I feel like somebody has to know her, and we need to talk to her, because you want to talk about the person I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to wear two long sleeve shirts to a super regional, but I do still want to be somebody who tries to distract a pitcher. For all of my days, I want to be somebody who tries to distract a pitcher. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. She's in it. She's in it. She's given 100%. Yeah. So anyway, so also apparently she's sweet and she likes mac and cheese. So those are the things that we know.
So happy. I would love to know her story.
If you are the one friend in your friend group that loves to treat yourself, you know that I believe in that. I believe in the power of getting a pedicure and getting the extra 10-minute foot massage. I don't like to make coffee at home all the time because sometimes I like fancy coffee. Sometimes I buy double of something at a sale because it feels like I'm actually saving money. That's girl math. But if you treat yourself to the top options with everything else in life, then why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. Don't settle. Go for the best. Find the right doctor for you and find it fast. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you even know. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors. You can book appointments online. The docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes you can even score same-day appointments. And then once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. Just a few taps in the app. No more waiting on hold with a receptionist or listening to that elevator music. You can book it and you can get in to see a good doctor that comes recommended. Go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo.
Okay, so I did not watch baseball this weekend to the point that I like dealt with a ramped up sense of anxiety and dread like I did last weekend. Last weekend, I really I thought this is out of control. My nerves are shot. It's a lot easier when your team is no longer in it in terms of the nerves and all that kind of stuff. So, but I did watch baseball for sure. Like the, oh my gosh, the Clemson Florida game.
The Clemson Florida game.
Oh my gosh.
What on
that
earth?
Game too.
Listen.
13 innings. It was one of those things like you just, I thought they're going to have to like start a line on each side of each dugout for pitchers to come in. Like just if you would like to pitch today for the Florida Gators, just line up behind the dugout.
Line up.
Because I thought they were going to run out of people. Like it just, it went on forever. And so one of the most.
And had a fight and had a bench clearing fight, which I haven't seen in a long time.
Let me tell you something though. Let me tell you something about that. You know how I feel? I feel like the baseball officials have really done the most this season in terms of, you know, they've had a lot of feelings about bat flips. They've had a lot of feelings about how we run around the bases. They've had a lot of feelings about all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to say this. I think that the Florida player, our friend Jack without the K, and the Clemson player, there was mutual shoving, right?
I agree.
Mutual shoving. So just say, hey, simmer down. And let them, and let everybody go.
Yes.
It turns into this big thing. And of course, they've got to consult the NCAA and the announcers don't know what's going on. And it just, it was so frustrating.
Oh, that game. And that's one where it's like, you hate to see anybody lose. And then we were all debating because we knew whoever made it, that was who we were going to play first. And so we had this whole debate of, would we rather play Florida or Clemson?
Yeah.
And I still don't know the answer, but it turns out it's Florida.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I watched all of that game, and of course I watched y'all play, and I watched Kentucky play. Like I had baseball on all weekend, but I also read.
Okay, what'd you read?
It's a much more relaxing way to move through super regionals as opposed to what I had going on last weekend was just internal panic and some sense of foreboding. So I read two books, and I loved them both for different reasons. The first book I read, I think Gully has read this book, was Remarkably Bright Creatures, which so many people have recommended to me, and I had just not read it yet. And it was not what I expected, and I really loved it. I thought it was
okay.
just, it was delightful. And then I read a book called a thriller that I'd seen somebody recommend on TikTok called Look Closer. And it's a, as my mama would say, it's a little coarse in places.
Okay.
Just language and some of the situations, but it's a thriller. And I found it to be very interesting. That's what I read on Sunday when I was watching baseball. And then I started Sunday night. I started our book club book for our really fancy book club. I started the Lee Finger book called I Cheerfully Refuse. And I'm going to tell you something. It is not the kind of, like, if I didn't have any idea what this book was about. I just knew Lee Finger had written something and I'd heard Knox talk about it on the podcast because he greenlit it. But I'm going to tell you what, you talk about something that has gotten in my head and I can't quit thinking about it. And like, I had 20 minutes, maybe I'd finish some stuff and I was going to, you know, be on the thing to record with you. And I was like, that's 20 minutes I can read. I'm into it. I have looked up maps. I have looked up words I did not know. It's beautiful. And I don't have any idea where it's going. I don't have any idea what it's about, like in terms of, because it's very, it's not dissimilar from the Odyssey, but modern, but also it's sort of post-apocalyptic, but also very real life. I don't know how to explain it. I'm going to really wrestle with that part, regardless of where it's going, but I love it. It's so beautiful.
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, I'm so glad to know that. Okay. I still need to order it. And so I'm going to do that. So I'll be ready for our book club.
Anyway, so I would say if you haven't read Remarkably Bright Creatures, I recommend that. If you haven't read the book called Look Closer and you like a thriller, even though it is coarse in some places,
yes,
worth a shot. And then, and then this Lee Finger book it's going to be one that stays with me for a long time. I can tell.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited. I need to get through. I'm still reading. I'm now up to, I'm on Heir of Fire, which is the third in the Throne of Glass series. But I'm over halfway done with that.
Okay.
So I'm going to pause in my Throne of Glass journey and read this Lee Finger book next.
Well, Ella has also been reading all the Sarah J. Maas books and she's blazing through them. So.
Oh, listen, they just, they're so good. I will say, I really like it. It is capturing me now. Like it has sucked me in. And so I am invested. But it's hard for me to read about a fairy kingdom, and they've got these something like wyverns, which I guess are like maybe dragons, like maybe, I don't know, but there's that. It's just, I have to have some suspension of disbelief, but it's, you know, it's all good. So that's that. And then I'm waiting for, cause Bridgerton comes out this week. We've got that coming. And then we've got The Bear coming later this month. So I feel like June is like really looking up from a television standpoint and I'm not mad about it.
I started watching, this was after, like, I was so keyed up after the baseball game and I just needed something like to kind of, to sort of like, just take me back down so I can sleep, you know, like I was just all.
Yeah.
So I started watching on Netflix and I'd seen it pop up, the show called The Gentleman, the Theo James is in it. And it's like a Guy Ritchie is the creator, maybe the director. And it's about a family in England. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
It's very violent. I didn't know it was very violent, or I wouldn't have picked it as like my thing to help me wind down after a baseball.
Yes.
Very violent. Not for children. Language is terrible, but as it turns out, very entertaining. Like, I mean, you know, like in that kind of vein of like big mobster shenanigans, you know, that kind of thing. And so, but with British accents, and which makes it all a little bit more charming. So,
and you finished Hacks.
Oh, I finished Hacks last week. That we may have to do a Patreon about that. We really may have to.
I think we do. Mm-hmm. I think we do. I think it's Patreon worthy. God, I love that show. And I still, we, you and I have not talked about the ending.
No.
And we're not going to talk about it here because we don't want to spoil it. But I do, we're going to need to discuss that. We're going to discuss it.
That's,
yeah.
Since season two of The Bear, season three of mm-hmm. Hacks is the best season of television I've watched.
Totally agree. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. And it sticks with you. Like, I keep thinking about it. It sticks with you.
Yeah. I would love to do a Patreon about that. It's, God, there's so much there. There is so much there. It's fantastic.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. So now, is it time for five favorites?
Five favorites, and we're going to kick it off with something you and I texted about last week, because I texted you one night and was like, hey, you have a countertop spray you like?
Yeah.
Because I looked and I was still using my Times Christmas countertop spray that I love, which is great, but I was like, it's summer. So you sent me one that I actually already had the soap and the dish soap for, but just didn't have the countertop spray. But it's the Times Mandarin Coriander Countertop Spray. It smells so delicious. And I love citrus anyway, and mm-hmm. and I knew I liked the product because I love the Christmas smelling one. It's a mm-hmm. it's light, mm-hmm. it's not heavy, it's not greasy. It's great on your kitchen counters, and I'm a big fan of this. And you know, now that we have new kitchen counters, I wipe them down approximately 42 times a day.
Well,
and
of course, you
dare a crumb enter the premises, you know. Dare a fingerprint mar the new countertop surface. So I really mm-hmm. love this stuff, and it smells great. So there's that. The second thing is maybe a little sad. I enjoy it. I'm just spreading the word because I have enjoyed it much more than I thought I would. So mm-hmm. I ordered an acrylic garbage bag holder from Amazon. I love this thing. You just put your big old roll of kitchen bags in there, and no matter where you keep them, it's great. And it's just like a little, it's like a Kleenex box for your garbage bags. It's fantastic. And I love it.
Okay.
And I don't mind it being kind of out in the open because it's acrylic and it's cute.
Yeah. I know. That's like, I have an acrylic Kleenex holder. It's, mm-hmm. you know, listen, they make an acrylic to hold anything. And then you're like, now it can be out on display.
Yeah. My third thing is I discovered really through trial and error that, you know, I like Crystal Light, and it's my favorite thing to drink after supper. I love some Crystal Light after supper. And so I tried all different flavors. Well, I had some peach iced tea and I had some lemonade, and I thought, what if I mix these together? Would that kind of be like a peach Arnold Palmer? Well, as it turns out, mm-hmm. yes, it's exactly like a peach Arnold Palmer, and it is so tasty. So you get the pitcher packs of peach Crystal Light, peach tea Crystal Light, and a pitcher pack of the lemonade Crystal Light. And you put one packet in a, I don't know what size it is, in a big pitcher. Is that a gallon mm-hmm. size pitcher? And mix them together. And it's so good. It's such a delicious summery beverage. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. That sounds very refreshing.
It's very refreshing. My fourth thing, one of my girls, well, when I used to work at school, this was one of the girls in the class above Alex's. On her Instagram a couple of weeks ago, she was in New York, and there was the cutest picture of her, and she had a bag that I thought was adorable. Mm-hmm. You know how I am about a bag.
Oh, I know. You love a bag.
I love a bag. And so I was like, I need to know more about this bag. Well, it turns out it's from Zara. This was Catherine. I was looking at Catherine's pictures, and her best friend Hallie had ordered her this bag for her birthday. And I was like, I believe I will get me one as well. And it's not expensive. It's super lightweight. It's the shoulder strap that goes, it has a crossbody strap, but just like the regular shoulder strap is perfect. Like, it's just like the perfect size, just tucks right up under your arm, and you can get the strap monogrammed if that is sort of,
is darling.
Isn't that cute?
Okay. All right. I may be getting this. This is really cute. I really like
it. I'll go ahead and tell you then that I ordered you one. So I have one here for you.
Oh, okay. That was was so nice.
It's sitting right behind me. And I got a maroon MS on it because mine has a maroon SH on it.
Well, listen.
But I'll bring it when we go to media days.
Won't the Lord provide? Okay, I'm so excited.
It's so cute. It's like super versatile.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah, loved it. And then the last thing, again, this is a specific product, but this is something I didn't even realize I needed. So, you know how when you're traveling and you're packing all your stuff, and like I always use a lot of Ziplocs to pack stuff that can leak or whatever. I was watching one of my favorite TikTok organizational people, Catherine Benson, and she was packing for a trip. And I noticed she was putting these things over her bottles. And I was like, what is that? And there are these things, they're silicone travel sleeves. And you can put them over anything. Like, it's almost like a little balloon that just doesn't have the, that's not cinched at the bottom. And so it can go over your sunscreen bottle. It can go over your moisturizer. It can go over your shampoo, whatever. And I bought a pack of 10. And it's the kind of thing, like, if something did leak, it's not going to get out from under that little travel sleeve. But if it does leak, then you just turn it wrong side out and wash it off in the sink wherever you're staying. And then it's good to let it dry out and it's good to go for your return trip. So,
okay, this is genius. I'm ordering these right now. Ordering these. So I'll have them for Omaha. This feels like a necessity.
Yeah. I just thought the number of times I have gotten somewhere and, you know, like something, you know, usually it's my foundation or something like that has leaked into my makeup bag. And so you try to protect stuff as much as you can, but this way you can protect stuff individually and it keeps you from having to use, you know, a bajillion Ziploc bags.
Yes, Ziploc bags. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then you don't want to put multiple things in one Ziploc bag because then you feel like, well, then I'm just going to get my lotion all over my hairspray 100%. Or whatever.
And then this will go over any size container. It'll work. They're stretchy. They snap into place, kind of pop into place once you get them on there. I don't know who thought of this, but kudos to you, ma'am. Sorry.
Yeah.
Whoever.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Well done. I'm ordering these right now.
There you have it. Those are my five favorites.
These are delightful. These are great favorites. This has really benefited me and my travel journeys that are coming up. So I laughed. Y'all appreciate just when we were talking about, I got home yesterday and Perry and I were talking because, you know, we hadn't talked a ton while I was gone just because I was at baseball and whatever. And Caroline came home and she's like, I'm going to go take a nap because we had been up so late the night before. And then I was telling Perry, and I was like, so Omaha, I've got to check my flight and da, da, da. And he looked at me and he goes, do you know that you've been doing jazz hands the entire time that you've been talking to me? And I just had my hands the whole time. And it was like, and then we're going here and then our hotel. And then we got this and then the Aggies and then we're playing Florida. And he was like, yeah, you've been doing jazz hands for like 10 minutes.
There's the excitement of a trip. And then there's the excitement of a sports related trip. And that is a different level. It is a different level.
And a couple of people have been so nice to already send me like that live in Omaha that are like, here are the restaurants where you need to go. Here's the best coffee shop. Here's the whatever. So I so appreciate that because that's so helpful when you're going somewhere new and you got to figure a bunch of stuff out. So
I cannot wait to watch.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited. So anyway, so that's that. So
we'll be back next week. Melanie may be in Omaha.
I'm going to pack my microphone.
We don't know.
I'm going to pack my microphone. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Okay.
All right. Well, we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye everybody.
Bye y'all.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.